Joining us now is Catherine Rampell, who writes about economics and is the editor of the influential economics blog at the New York Times. Catherine, good morning. And it's great to welcome you into the studio because one of the important things as we, you know, watch this economic crisis unfold is not simply to discuss the sort of theories of economics that are being tested and changed and the sort of shifts that are taking place in the financial sector, but there are perhaps even more important demographic shifts going on in the U.S. labor force, shifts that maybe are permanent. Catherine, tell us about one that you found.
Well, it's interesting. You know, everybody's been hearing about tons and tons of layoffs, but actually one thing that seems to have been underreported is the fact that those layoffs are disproportionately affecting men. And as a result, we're seeing more and more women taking the role of sole breadwinner for their families.
Now, is that because this crisis began with a sort of a top-down layoff structure, that you're really talking about the financial sector being hit first and that those jobs then are mostly male jobs and they're overrepresented in the unemployment rate, or is something else going on?
It's not just the financial sector. Actually, the jobs that tend to be more sensitive to cyclical forces, you know, downturns in the economy, tend to be jobs that are dominated by men, like construction, manufacturing, car dealerships, those sort of things. And because they've been disproportionately hurt by the downturn in the economy, more men have been losing their jobs. Whereas women tend to be represented in higher numbers in relatively safer industries like healthcare and education.
So a housing crisis coupled with a financial crisis is a massive double whammy for men.
Exactly.
And the flight to quality in healthcare, you know, the women are already there. They've already got the jobs.
Right, exactly. And actually, healthcare is one of the few industries that has been pretty strong during this recession.
And isn't it also the case that more women are seeking work because of the economic troubles?
Yes, actually, if you look at the labor force participation rates, you know, that is how many people are looking for jobs or are in jobs, actually, more men are dropping out of the labor force, whereas more women seem to be joining the labor force.
And there's also a part-time issue here, too. If you take, and your colleague David Leonhard always is reminding us that the 7% unemployment rate, if that's what it turns out to be today, is sort of a myth. That really, if you add up the discouraged workers, which you alluded to there a moment ago, plus the part-timers, you're looking at maybe 12%, almost 13% of the labor force. In the part-time sector, those are predominantly women, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you are correct. And actually, that sort of gives a double whammy to the families, because even though they might still have one of the spouses still in the workforce, still bringing in income, women tend to be in part-time jobs, which obviously bring in less income. They also might be less likely, because they're in part-time jobs and other types of work, to be covered by health insurance or unemployment insurance should they actually lose their jobs. So, yeah.
So, Catherine, let's split this apart. On the one hand, there's a sort of a economic indicator component here, which it seems to me is a little bit sobering, and I want to talk about that in a moment. But I guess what I'm seeing in your future is a New York Times Magazine cover which talks about the sociological changes that this may represent if all of a sudden women are the predominant breadwinners in the U.S. economy. You know, wither women with like a hard hat on the cover of the magazine sometime in the future. Are the sociological changes apparent to you at this point?
Yeah, you know, I talked with a lot of families for this particular story about what it means for them at home. And women, as I mentioned, are becoming the sole breadwinners, or at least primary breadwinners in higher numbers, or so it appears. But they're also still the primary caregivers at home. And so they're working harder, they're trying to increase their hours to the extent that they can, but they're still in charge of childcare, at least to a greater extent than their husbands, as well as other domestic activities. So sociologically, yeah, you know, women are feeling stress from both sides.
Let's talk about the men for just a moment. What are the options for men at this point? And if there are long-term trends for men, are we talking about greater mixing in these various sectors that seem to have men versus women majorities in them as people begin to come back to work if this recession ever ends?
You know, that's possible. There's a lot in the stimulus bill that's obviously meant to revive some of these particular industries that have been hard hit, like construction. But, you know, it's hard to say exactly what the long-term breakdown will be, gender breakdown will be in any of these industries.
But let's talk about green technology. The president talks frequently about new jobs, high-tech jobs that are associated with energy future and, you know, sort of green development. If there was to be a green industrial economy in the United States, would that be more equally represented by men and women, or would it just simply employ the men who are already unemployed?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. My understanding is that the green technology jobs would have a greater influence on male unemployment than on female unemployment, in that men are higher represented in the ranks of engineers and in sort of building and construction type work.
Although that's conceivably likely to change. One of the things we've been discovering out here at the TED conference and in focusing on energy futures here on the West Coast is that the number of young people going into energy-related jobs, men and women, is on a steep, steep climb, and we're likely to see the results of that in the next half decade or even full decade. But let's look at the economic indicator part of it. You know, Catherine, it's kind of ironic that this milestone moment for women is not necessarily a healthy sign of the U.S. economy. What do you make of it?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right that the reason that women are gaining in numbers and are representing a higher share of the workforce is not because of, you know, efforts to increase gender equality and that sort of thing. It's because of where the axe is falling, essentially.
Right. Well, there's lots to talk about there. Catherine Rampell writes about economics and edits the influential economics blog at the New York Times. Her article in the New York Times, Layoff Surge, Women May Pass Men in the Job Force. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.